It's going to be a spiritual journey. And we have to find the secret how our heart can change so that that God can accomplish some goals in our lives. Whom I'm going to marry? How can I finish my school? Where to find a job? That's not a problem for God. Are you with me? You will find a great guy. Okay? He's going to come. But God wanted something else first for us. Let me tell you through my story, what is it? What is it? I was a student at Andrews. Just came from Serbia. You know Djokovic, tennis player?
Yes.
Yeah, from my country, Serbia. Yeah. Former Yugoslavia. I came with one wife and three kids to Chicago. An umbrella, it looks like, with $3,000 in my pocket. Wow. I thought it's going to be easy, but it was very tough. So, and especially when my country went in the war, broke out, and they said, there is no tuition for you. I said, what? How can I survive? Okay, praise the Lord for this country and freedom, so you can get a student loan. But still, I'm repaying, and my wife and my kids are repaying now student loan every month. $100, $150, they're always looking for more. So, and working. I was working the library for $4 per hour. That was the 90s. But that was enough. It was a cultural shock, but I was so happy to finish my doctoral degree. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I did. Then my kids accomplished. You know, my son is principal and over there at Loma Linda and working on his dissertation, PhD. His wife also teacher there. A younger son is started pre-med, found a nice girl, the parents' physician, and now he's a pastor. And daughter, she's a teacher. So one wife, three kids, and six grandchildren. But what was it tough, people? I was on the bottom of bottom. As I told in the first class, over there, Marianas Islands islands are between the Japan and Filipino on the west side. Just here, the deepest ocean, world ocean, deepest, like 36,070 feet, deeper than Mount Everest is 29 and 35. Everest 29, but you see, Marianas, remember. So I always was saying I am 20,000 miles under the ocean, but that was probably 36.07 feet. Was a time when you are thinking I'm talking and no sense. Times that I was wondering how I'm going to survive. I have a kid, the youngest one was 2.5 years old. The oldest 14 and daughter 12. And we are all in school from elementary to doctoral degrees. Who's going to pay all of that? It was time when we didn't have anything in a refrigerator. Are you with me? Hello? Coming home? Nothing to eat. I remember one time invited professor to come and he came with wife, and looks like my wife spent the last cents to make something, some kind of pita for them. And I was sitting and talking with him, and his wife wanted to help her, to help my wife. So she opened up the door of a refrigerator. She opened up, and I just look at that time. She just closed faster 100 times than she opened because nothing was in it. Wow. Studying. And then I said, Lord, I'm so glad. I was so happy coming to Andrews University. That was my desire to achieve my goal. And country started in war, former Yugoslavia. That was great that God invited me just at that time. I know kids are going to be drafted in army and is mess. Over 300, almost 500,000 people had been killed for nothing. So I was working the library for around $4, reshelving these books. I like books, you know, with the titles and everything. But then I got a job in Chicago. Listen, to make this story short, because we have something else. But from this story, we'll learn the secret how our church, how our heart can be changed, and how can we succeed in our life. Where is the secret? I was working just everything, you know, remodeling, and I know how to do that. Remove this drywall is a piece of cake. Make a tiles now is the piece of cake. At that time, I didn't know much, you know. And one day, 1 week, we finished the bathroom. Mostly, I was working on it, and my boss said, "That's all money, your money, and you can go home." That day I finished just everything, and the owner of the house supposed to pay me. It's a big, huge house, probably like $3 million house. And I think I will be done today around 1 o'clock. And he said, "I'm not gonna pay you." And I didn't have any penny in my pocket. Did I have breakfast? I don't know. Did I have something to eat? No. Did I have money for gas, for car? No. I was praying. I was praying in that bathroom, finishing placing the tiles and just shaping everything. It's almost done, 11 o'clock, 11:30. I was praying and crying. I said, "Lord, you know that I don't have, I don't care if I'm going to eat or not, but I don't have, even though, as Vedi said, not even though $5 in my pocket to buy the gas, nothing, just praying, hardly, and crying in my soul. And suddenly the door were open, and the owner of the house came and said, can you come? Can you please just?" Sorry. And the owner of the house said, "Can you please come?" He said, "Yes." And I afraid. I said, "What for?" And he said, "Can you do translation for me?" I was thinking, is the police over there? I was ready to run away, you know, because as a student, I supposed not to work any other job except maybe like, and I didn't have a green card. I'm not a U.S. citizen. He said, come here. And I came, and listen now, people. I came, and then I saw the man. You shouldn't miss this. And the man, tall like you are, with a nice suitcase, you know, smile, said, "Hi." I said, "Hi." And the owner is standing between us. And he said, are you his cousin? I said, some kind of cousin. I was almost lying. And he said, will you do translation for me, please? I said, I will try my best. And then I started. And he said, can you tell owner, I don't know who is that, nice, kind, like angel. Tell him that two weeks ago his car was in front of the bank. Bank robbed, and we guessed that that was his car. When I told that to owner, I heard behind my back, the windows are opening and the family and kids and everyone in the house jumping and running away. And the same time, owner was shaking red in face. That's impossible. That's not true. He was calm and said, tell him we have a number on his car plates. We took the pictures. We do have just everything. He was frustrated owner of the house. Looks like jumping up and down. That's the truth that I speak. And thank you so much for translation. And tell him that we are going to come back. And turn to me nicely, kindly, saying, thank you for translation. And I wish you a nice day. And he left. When he left, owner said, how much do I owe you? I said, you know, $1,500. He just jumped there and got from his pocket, take this, get out of here. I don't want to see you in my home at all anymore. I got that money. I was close to a gas station. I got the gas in my car. Did I take something to eat or not? I cannot recall now. I was in Chicago down on the south side of the lake already toward the Andrews University to come before sunset, but already I stuck in the traffic. You know how crazy is traffic? Like so 10 times worse than in Dallas. And then I was driving my car, you know, I'm just calm and suddenly, Holy Spirit just talking to me is saying, you got your money? You know, I'm driving car and talking with the Holy Spirit. I said, yes, I got the money. Are you happy now? Yeah, I got the money. I'm so happy. I'm going home and I have a money. I have a food for my family and everything. And suddenly I said, wow! That must be Jesus. That man must be angel. I believe, people. I believe that I met Jesus in Chicago. Amen. That day. And that is not just the vision, but is experience that I'm going to keep all my life. Knowing that God is with you and me, whatsoever is your situation. So, Mariana Islands, these islands, as I said, between the Japan and Philippines, just here, is the deepest, world deepest ocean. It's 36 and 070 feet deep, deeper than Everest. Everest is what? 29. And this is just 36.70.
Isn't the Indian Ocean pretty deep as well?
That is the deepest ocean in the world.
Yeah.
Remember Mariana Islands. So, just something, I know time is running, to tell you to this story, that fellow was so deep down, 36,000 and much more in his life. What was the time of early church? That's apostolic church, period 31 to 100 years. Jesus Christ just left to his Father. They stay alone, left alone. Was terrible time. The time maybe is coming for us, or something like that, as a persecution. All disciples had been killed, persecuted. Only one that left was John, a revelator. Just him. So tradition says that they try throw him in hot oil and hot lemon stone, but couldn't do anything to him. They just said, okay, buddy, you're going to go to that island, Patmos Island. But at that time, before he went to island, he was thinking, oh, Lord, what is going to happen with the church? What is going to happen with these people that we planted these churches? Isn't that sometimes we are thinking like that? When my boyfriend dumped me, nobody else likes me. I'm not going to be married. I remember pastoring and being many times talking with guys and girls. No, nobody likes me. I don't think so that I'm going to be married. I'm going to stay single for all time. And sometimes maybe I'm saying I'm not going to finish school at all. Maybe I got sick. I'm really bad sick. Lord, why me? Anyhow, John wants to just to introduce himself as a youth, as a young. He's a son of thunder. He prefers that we can call him Dear John. Dear John. One of the first who met Jesus, and one of the youngest. He said, I was teenager. I was later on young adults. I wrote the Gospel of John. I wrote the three letters. And now, on the island of Patmos, he's going to write that greatest Apocalypse book of Revelation. He said, I was on the death and agony when Jesus was. I was there. When he was on the cross, he told me to take care of his mother. So John is saying that he is important person, but now I'm 95 years old, and I am on the island of Patmos. But let us see a little bit about his character. I did not naturally possess the lovely character. By nature, I had serious problems, very serious problems. You may say, I do have. But let's watch, please. I and my brother were called sons of thunder. We remember that story. Sister White is saying he was evil temper. I don't think so. Any of you is just evil temper. The desire for revenge. I understand, you know, when you do me something wrong, okay, and you do wrong to your mom or to anyone, hey, I don't feel well. I can cry. But I will never, ever do revenge to you. Are you with me? I will never, ever do revenge. Hello? I'm a Christian. But it's not easy. What did you say to me? It's painful. You know, I can cry. For what? For example, what did you say to me? Revenge? But John was that kind of temper. Wow. What else? Ellen G. White did say about him. The spirit of criticism. where all in the beloved disciple was. Listen, I wouldn't have him as a member in my church. Not at all being on the church board. Are you with me? That was John. I'm a rebel and I'm control freak. Are we dealing with disciple of Jesus Christ who wrote the gospel on John and later on saying, my beloved children? Wow. But what did she say in the book of Acts on page 540? But, there is always that but. But under all of this, divine teacher discern my passionate, sincere, and loving heart. Jesus rebuked my self-seeking, disappointed my ambitions, and tested my faith. But Jesus revealed to me that for which my soul wanted the beauty of holiness and the transforming power of love. I wanted to be in the kingdom of God. I want to be a better person. I want to be nice and kind, but John wasn't. He had been there when he was youth, when he was young adults. No. Was a control free guy, as you can see. So I may say for myself, or you may say for yourself, but note this, people. In the John chapter 15 and verse 4. Can we read that verse? I think we will have a little bit of time. John 15:4 again. John 15:4. Remember that verse. who is willing to read, please? You found that? Okay. Who is willing to read, please? Can you read it? Brother, ready? Thank you. 15:4. Okay, that's fine. NIV, there are some 26 mistakes there, but remain for another translation like King James Version, which is the best version. Okay, you can read any version. It's nice to read, but always go to New King or King James Version. I like New King. It's in New English somehow. Always go to check for anything. Go to King James Version. I mean to New King James Version. It's most close to original Greek, New Testament Greek, or to Hebrew Old Testament. It's the closest. Looks like, as I know my teachers were saying, looks like when you eat fruits from a refrigerator or eating the fruits from the orchard. That is differences in translation when you read even though English or when you read on Greek and Hebrew. But who knows Greek and Hebrew? Okay, I had the basics, but I forgot a lot of. I have to renew that. Okay, so Jesus said, abide in me. Accept and abide. So remember this. Accept, okay, and what else? Oh, I'm not the best in the heart. Accept Jesus and abide in him. You are going to be what? Justified. Let's read this quotation on the book of Acts 7:7:7 page. Yet the Savior doesn't. No, note this thought. You have to remember and find out in Desire of Ages 3:7. Yet the Savior doesn't bid, propose somehow to disciples labor to bear fruits. Labor to bear fruits. Usually we do that way. We want to earn. Labor to bear the fruits. He says, he tells them, abide in me. Here is the secret. Here is the secret. As that day when that fellow did wanted to pay me, I was in my knees in that bath. I'm praying and crying. I said, God, I don't have it. Anything, please, I beg you. I believe God said angels or Jesus came just down to say, I'm here. I'm here. I want to help you. Abide in me. Accept Jesus. You have been baptized, but that's not enough. I have to abide in him, in my thoughts, in my actions. Then God is going to answer your prayer. Are you with me? God is going to answer your prayer. Do you believe that? Yes, but not always in your time, and not maybe with that guy. Maybe could be, and always is going to be better one. Okay? So if the first one dumped you or you dumped him somehow, no, he was, I did translation, and which means that they relate to the owner of the house. His car was in the front of the bank, which means he realized that because the bank was robbed, okay? And they believe that he did with his friends or whatsoever, but his car was there, and they have a picture and everything. And he was saying, no, 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 not me. So whatsoever is the issue of that, but God knows everything, and that I believe is some way is the truth.
And you think that God created that so that you could actually, that you got money that day?
That's one possibility, but I believe, more that because that fellow who came, Jesus,
right,
he spoke the truth. So which means I believe more that fellow really had a car in front of the bank. Did he commit a crime or not? But his car was there at that time. But the point, I got not just money, please,
right,
guys.
Right.
You said you got your husband. He's a good guy. Okay, I know that. You know much better. Let's say you will get your boyfriend. You will be so happy. But not just a boyfriend. You have something better than that. What is it?
Jesus, God.
Experience. People experience with God is better than my boyfriend. Are you with me? What I'm saying? Having experience with God, knowing that God's faith is with you, that God leads you, that God guides you, that his presence is there, people, valuable more than anything else. How does that song says? When you have a Jesus, more than gold and silver, you remember that? Yeah. Come on. Good. Having experience, and that's how God is leading us, developing a relationship with him. When something tomorrow, maybe wars may come, even though that you face death face to face, how do you feel at that time? Not good at all. But are you going to say, I'm going to quit, go to the church, I don't want to read the Bible, I don't want to know for the Seventh-day Adventist, as some are saying? Not at all. You will say, oh Lord, you had been with me. I have experience with you. You are my God. You love me. Let me finish this quotation. What did she say? Yet the Savior doesn't bid the disciples labor to bear fruit. He tells them to abide in him. Abide in him. Here is the secret, people, for every one of us. Abide in Christ. Have a relationship with him. Yes, yes, God is gonna bless you. So now, what can we say? John is already on the island Patmos, just wondering as we are wondering in our life, Lord, what is going to happen with me or with my parents or with my children or whom I'm going to marry, Lord? How can I finish my school? What is that my love? John had another thoughts. Lord, I'm just old man. People want to know my people where I am at now. They still, yes, they know that he is there. But what is going to happen with your church, Lord? I'm here and you are, Lord, silent. Lord, you are not responding, Lord. Isn't that sometimes, is that your experience? You are praying, you are fasting, you are talking with God. It looks like there is no response. God is silent. Isn't that true? Yes. God was silent for John with purpose. And what we all know, you are maybe lonely and scared, without money and boyfriend and anything else. Maybe you have lost your family member or job or whatsoever. But at that very time of silence, what's happened? Please, people, I never had thoughts in my spirit, in my consciousness, whatsoever happened, that I'm not going to read the Bible. I'm not going to go to church. Are you with me? When I accepted this truth, my parents said, go away. We don't want to see you in the home. My friends, they are today professors and engineers, whatsoever, you know. They say, hey, we don't like you. I said, let us talk about the meaning and purpose of life. What is the meaning and purpose of your life? You're going to die tomorrow. And you have a chance to have eternal life. You know, it was very tough when I accepted this truth. Okay? We all had our Mariana, deepest point, 36,000.70 feet deep. What was that? You know. And in those very silent moments, people, very silent moments, when God is silent, my point is John 15:4. Abide in Christ. Stay with him. Don't give up. You can cry. That's fine. That's nice. Cry. Cry. Say, God, it's painful. But think about Jesus on the cross. He was crying. Not because of himself. He was crying because of people who rejected him. Came to them, offered his life, just everything, and they crucified him. Stick with Christ, and he's going to fulfill. Not just as you want it, that you may have every day cheesecake. Are you with me? There are going to be days that you will not have a cheesecake. I remember being at Andrews University, bless the heart of Dr. Trickett. He was a missionary in Africa, just retired, and he was going with his van to Walmart, to Albertsons, to Kroger, getting outdated food from them for free, coming behind our building and saying, okay, we know, 5:30, Dr. Trickett, it's coming over there, let's go there. And my daughter, even though today she's a teacher, you know, said, Dad, I cannot forgive you. I said, you have to. I was there waiting for the food. And my friends, they were passing by and they saw me. But that's nice, you know. It's much better than stealing, than doing all kind of crazy stuff, you know. So whatsoever is the issue, God, stick with Lord. And in that very moment, we know Revelation 1. Let's read it at that. You can read it at home. You remember what's happened that. Revelation 1. Can we read 9 to 13, please? Revelation chapter 1, verse 9 to 13. Willing, are you ready? Revelation 1, 9 to 13. 9 to 13, thank you. What translation are you using?
KJV.
Thank you. What did at that time Jesus say? Hello, John. I'm here. I'm coming in the right time. Hello, are you here, John? Do you hear me? I am the first and last. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am holding. I am in control in your life and my church. Not you, John. I am. You will be gone. But I will take care of my people. Wow. Do you see? I read somewhere, somebody said, why is God sometimes silent when we are praying? And this fellow said, God, during that period of silence, he wanted that we can spend more time in prayer and studying the Word of God with him. If he would answer my prayer, I wouldn't have enough time to read the Bible and to pray, because I got my boyfriend. Let's go to movie. Let's go there. Should I go to church? Next time. God knows you. God knows your character. Who was John? Sometimes I'm saying freak control, and my wife said, oh, let's go that way. Control freak. Revenge was a heart. Rebel. And God changed him. But when we read the Bible, that said, I watched just 2 weeks ago on that, on the Netflix, that movie. Watch that, please. Is the a good spiritual one? It's gonna come. Yeah, Grace Unplugged. Grace Unplugged. Excellent. Wonderful. Okay, you will learn the lesson for that. In this other one, I just forgot the title, and where the Bible mentioned that John was sleeping. That is the secret. On Jesus' chest as his pillow. And he was listening all the time. What did Jesus say? What did he do? How did he do? He saw all of these miracles. He was abiding in his Savior all the time. First of all, he was changed. He was lovely, kind. My children, if you sin, God is going to forgive you. God loves you. None of these disciples wrote about the love of Jesus as John did it. Do you see? From one extreme situation to another, God's lovely kingdom. He was justified. So no matter who you are, what character, faith is yours and mine, God can change you. Are you with me? God can answer your prayer in his time, and you will be the happiest God's child. As at that time when I started, they're saying, you are going to be alone. You're not going to marry anyone. You are worst guy that we ever heard. I said, why? But because of your faith. God bless me. With one wife, we were 2 months ago. Her friend, she's a school counselor, American lady, but she married a Muslim guy. He's a psychiatrist, nice guy. So we were on the wedding in the synagogue. It's a Muslim mosque over there. And somehow my wife and me were sitting at the table where all of these Muslims lady had been, you know. So somehow through my wife, they heard we are 42 years together. And they said, turn to me, all of these Muslims ladies, can you tell us a secret? How did you survive just with one lady? You know, in the Muslim tradition, you can marry many of ladies as you wish, you know, but you have to support them and all and all. But I told them the secret is just abiding in Christ. And may God bless you all people, that you can go to General Conference. Go to the rally like this always. Go to the General Conference, even though last Sabbath, Friday evening and Sabbath, go there. You will meet nice friends and maybe your future husband. Okay? But don't forget the secret. Abiding in Christ. Accepting and being justified. God will help you if you abide in Him to sanctify you, to change you, to be in His likeness, and be ready for the kingdom when He comes soon. Any question? Any question? Girls? Guys on this side? Any question? What was your the deepest Mariana ocean in your life till to this age? What do you think? Can you tell me a little bit? What was the deepest, the worst point in your life or most difficult moment in your life that you think till to this age? Can you recall, or you didn't have any of them? How was your relationship with parents? Was good? So that was in one hand very good and positive for you, but maybe for parents was painful because you are leaving. Yeah, I had the same situation when I came here, and when I became your parents 7 day, my not 7 day Adventist, that was like disaster in the family, you know. Thank you so much for sharing that. Yes, I was at New Guinea. Wow, that was great. That was great. Nice people. Anything that you think that you can share? What do you think? What was your Mariana, deepest point? Uh-huh. Listen, girls. You are younger here, okay?
Yeah, because my parents. How long ago? I dated him like 5 years.
And my wife will tell you, a year and a half. Maximum 2 years, and you have to know where you are at. If he's not saying yes, you haven't been on my first presentation, how I got my wife for 21 days. For 21 days, she said yes. Okay, you ask Michelle missed that. Okay, you talk with somebody else.
This media was brought to you by Audioverse, a website dedicated to spreading God's Word through free sermon audio and much more. If you would like to know more about Audioverse, or if you would like to listen to more sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.